Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Close. Are we starting?
Shit, the door closed.
I'll start.
It's
Hello, welcome
room.
To episode 28.
We're running the
We're
show.
We're here.
I'm excited.
We're here.
So what's up, Rhonda?
Not too much, Sonia. Just got here yesterday.
Yeah.
Flew in on Jet Suite.
Yeah, we did. That was fun.
Fancy.
Yes. That was good stuff. Made it really convenient.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Oh, we probably should.
Right?
Nobody even knows us. We just take over.
I'm Rhonda, Alex's mom.
I'm Sonia, Kristen's mom.
There, we're done. Let me make my introduction.
Who are our guests today?
Yeah. My special guest is Alex.
All right. Hey, Alex.
Come on in.
Hi. Welcome.
Welcome to my show.
Welcome.
For today.
And, yes. Can't forget my special guest, Kristen.
Yay.
Welcome, Kristen.
Hi, guys.
Come on in here.
Hey, guys.
We got a full bed.
Yeah,
we do.
I keep sliding down.
Let us get readjusted.
This brings back memories here, man.
Sleepover.
Yeah. And your room's clean. No laundry. Look at this.
Well, hey, moms. Welcome to Advice.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for giving birth to us.
It was our pleasure.
Speak for yourself.
Heck. What are we wearing? What's up?
Yeah.
Should we start? Yeah, we go through our outfits every episode. So
I know, I was excited about this. So I have this really soft, cozy lounge shirt that I got at the Rack, where I go for everything.
The Rack.
And my Target shorts that are long enough to be comfy and
cute.
Yeah, not too short.
Nice. For summer.
Nice and destroyed the way I like. And
that's all I like my men.
My life.
And I borrowed Alex's fuzzy socks because they match my shirt.
Adorable.
Oh, and Alex's necklace that she got me for Christmas.
I got her a pine cone.
I wear as much as I can, yeah.
And I think that's...
I don't know. I keep
opal.
Asking you what
I thought it was rose quartz.
No. It's not opal. It's something else.
I thought it was rose. You gave it to her on Christmas. I think it was rose.
I don't think it was rose. I think it's regular quartz.
Moonstone.
That's what it is.
It's moonstone.
It's nice. I like it.
Yeah. Very nice.
I should be able to remember that. Anyway, I love it.
It's the mother stone.
See, oh my gosh,
how sappy.
Gross. What are you wearing?
Sappy.
Me, okay, so billboard, nice comfy Nike
hoodie.
Just do it.
Some classic 501 button ups,
white jeans. And then
basic,
cute pink fluffy socks.
Fluffy socks.
That match your
We were kind of
yeah,
talking about this
kind earlier. Of boring.
No. You've always like rocked athleisure.
Mm-hmm.
You've always. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've always been
she
like
has.
Such an athleisure mom.
I even asked, what is Sonia going to wear on the show? I've been like, what am I going to wear on the show?
Her athleisure. Yoga pants and her hoodie.
Always wore like
track suits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like the Adidas sweatsuit with the,
hell yeah, with
the stripes down
yeah.
with the matching.
She was
zip
the tracksuit
yeah.
mom, but her personality wasn't the tracksuit mom.
No.
Like tracksuit mom is like Regina George's mom, like super like, hey guys, like, but that wasn't you.
No.
But you looked like that, but you weren't that at all.
You did a good job.
Had a good facade going
on.
What are you wearing?
My matching dark gray outfit yet again.
I like it.
The
we
same
match.
What did we decide this was? Fruit of the Loom.
Yes.
Fruit of the Loom, crew neck, Brandy biker shorts, and then good old no nonsense socks.
Same, we're wearing the same socks.
This is the first time this was not planned.
Yeah, it was.
Was it planned?
No.
Oh.
So wow. I'm wearing the same socks, and then I'm wearing brand new biker shorts, and then I'm wearing a shirt that I thrifted in Oregon that has cars on it.
That has cars on it.
Cute.
It's cute.
So as you guys know, you guys listen to the podcast, right?
Yeah, you guys listen?
You're like, yeah. Every episode we do a song of the day. Mm-hmm. So do you guys have a song of the day that you want to, what is it?
Mine is The Weeknd, Save Your Tears.
Okay.
Traitor. I know, I'm sorry. Hate that. I debated. Actually,
I do like the song though.
I would be lying though if I didn't say that was my song of the actual week or actual month. Every time
you get in the car, you play it back to back.
Yeah, sometimes more than, yeah, I do. I do. I love it. I want to know all the words. And I blast it, especially if I'm by myself, which I normally am. I love it, though. That's my song of the day for sure. And I'm sorry. I know he's a jerk. I just wish he would be nice.
It's okay, though. I do.
He does produce good music.
He does. I cannot deny that. I just choose not to support it. Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It'll pass.
This too shall pass.
He was in a phase.
Right. What's your song of the day, Mom?
I'm going old school. Fleetwood Mac, Dreams.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't believe. Do we have a Fleetwood Mac song on the playlist?
I think we do.
One of you had to have.
No, yeah. Yeah. I think we do.
I love her.
Like, well, now you do have that song. It. Yeah, now we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah.
Such a you song.
Yeah.
What's the. mine is Uncle Cracker, Drift Away.
There we go.
Yep.
That's a good one.
It's my first favorite song.
That's such like a childhood song too.
Exactly.
And we're with the moms, so yeah. That's cute. Mine is Past Lives by Borns.
Oh, I don't think I've heard that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of the ones you bring, I don't. Which is funny because like we always listen to music together.
Right. Like we actually only listen to the same stuff, but then when we come here, it's like a different.
Yeah.
You have a question? What's up?
When we get in the car, let's play all of our songs.
Okay. We'll also add them to our playlist that we have on Spotify and Apple Music. It's Advice, Our Favorite Songs. We'll add the four of these songs. We need to update the playlist. I know you guys are calling us out. Why aren't we doing it?
Literally, we sit at home every night and lay on the Marvel couch movies. And eat ice cream and do absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you guys do the Froyo tonight? How about some playlist?
We also asked you guys last episode and on Instagram to ask questions to our moms.
Yeah.
And you delivered.
Oh, my
There's
God. We have so many good ones.
We haven't told them any, though.
No. But first, I think we should start with, we have been saying we want to start with this. Tell us your guys' birth stories. Mm. Start for, like, how was your pregnancy with each of us?
Okay.
How was the birth? You don't have to go crazy. Just like sum it up.
I knew you were going to ask this question.
Wrap it up.
Oh, you knew?
So I've been practicing for a week.
In the mirror. Kidding. She's like,
yeah.
Do you want, okay. Okay.
How was I in
the belly? Let me try and sum it up, but I want to include how we came about having you because
I'm
it's
a
kind
miracle
of a
baby.
Wonderful story. So I had my son. And I didn't want any more kids, right? Because I had him. He was perfect. I couldn't imagine having any more kids. I was like, I'm good. I have to work. I don't want to have a bunch of kids that I have to put off at daycare. Well, actually, I didn't have daycare, our parents. But anyway, I'm not going to get into that. So 5 years goes by. Well, four, actually. And my sister calls, who I'm super close with. And we had our boys together. And she calls me and says, I'm pregnant. And I literally, you know, conversation. And then I literally hung up and said to your dad, let's have one more. Because I just thought, oh my God, I want to have another kid with my sister, right? And we had the boys.
Yeah, we're the exact same age.
We talked about it, you know, and I just said, you know, we would never regret having another baby, but we might regret not, right?
Aww. Yep.
It's true. That's what I said. And so then we said, okay, you know, we're pretty easy people, you know that.
Right.
And so I got pregnant. And I had a miscarriage, but, you know, it's all good. And then they said, you know, you got to wait a little bit to get pregnant. You know, you can't just, you got to wait a little bit, give your body a little time.
Right.
Well, we really didn't. I think I was pregnant a month later. Mm-hmm. And I have you.
Isn't that,
isn't that a great story?
You're the rainbow baby, right?
I never thought about it. I never really thought about that, but it's true.
Maybe that's why I like rainbows.
Probably. Maybe. My pregnancy story is just super simple. It was a great pregnancy. Oh, it really was. Like, that's no lie.
You like lived your life as normal. Didn't you like tan and stuff?
No, I didn't tan, but I did everything else. I got my nails done the day before I went into labor with you.
That is the most Rhonda thing ever.
And I don't even have them done right now, but I didn't like to do the, ooh, I'm pregnant, I can't have coffee. I didn't drink any alcohol, of course.
Of course.
I didn't smoke cigarettes. I did nothing like that, but with either of my pregnancies, of course, but I did get my nails done. I actually went skiing and horseback riding with my first pregnancy because I'm a bit of a rebellion, I guess. And I know now that was so stupid. My doctor was pissed, mad. I don't know if I could.
You
could
say that.
Oh, you could fully guess.
Pissed off. So with her, I didn't do that because I knew better at that time, you know. But no, I did everything. I got my hair colored. I drank coffee.
Yeah.
I did eat very, very, very good with her because I craved like tomatoes and carrots. Ooh. And I craved bad stuff too, but I only gained like 19 pounds with you.
Oh, wow.
I felt pretty the whole pregnancy to wear with my son. I felt, ugh.
Oh, wow.
So it was opposite pregnancies, and I had a boy and I had a girl.
Wow.
So it, for me, it was true.
And you were the age that I am now. You were 25.
I was 26 when I had you. I was 25 when I got pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you were like exactly my
what I know. A trip. And I already had a kid and then, you know, then I had you.
Same.
I know, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I think about that and I think, oh, so young, but wouldn't change it, of course. But yeah. No, I had a great pregnancy. I had an easy time actually having you. It took a few hours, that was it. I actually got ready at the hospital and put on my shorts that I wore before I was pregnant and walked you to get your pictures taken in the hospital. Your newborn. Yeah, you know the ones they take where your face is all squished.
Oh, I didn't know that was in the hospital.
Yeah. That's in the hospital.
Do they still
do
that?
In the hospital.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh.
It's been a while. I don't know. I don't have grandkids yet, so I don't know.
Sorry, guys.
Some things don't change.
Right.
But yeah.
That was easy.
You were so, now when you were born, it's a different story. You cried. You cried and you cried and you cried. And I had to hold you.
It was needy.
You were hard. Vince was so easy and you were a little bit harder. Like I would just, like this. And then you just, and I was like, stay there. But no, okay, so that's my story. I don't want to take up the whole show. But it was a wonderful, wonderful pregnancy. I felt super good with you.
I know mine are
you were easy.
I hope all of my pregnancies
are like
that.
I know, you know. Good luck, because I don't know.
Just never know.
No, you don't.
Never know.
No.
So.
Okay, your turn.
I think
how was it?
Told this story before, but.
Not on this podcast.
That's true.
It was another podcast.
That's true. I never heard it.
Kristen was super easy. Not planned. You know, not planned. 26, delivered at 27. Yeah, so your age.
No. I don't know why.
Mm-mm. Because you were born in March, so yeah. I was 27.
What was your pregnancy like?
Easy. Both pregnancies, fully easy.
Really?
Yeah, super easy.
What were your cravings?
I feel like you would have some weird cravings.
Well, I already eat weird.
She eats weird, guys. It's weird.
So, you know, the kimchi, the beets.
She drinks milk.
She drinks full glasses
out
of milk.
Out of a carton.
She'll go to like Carl's Jr.
like the lunch
and like
milk.
Order fast food. And then
instead of a soft drink, she's like,
can we get a carton of milk, please?
And she'll crack the carton of milk and drink it like
hell yeah. It's
my
when
mom.
When you get a meal deal, you got to get it with milk, man. What's
no. There's nothing says wrong with no that. One.
Right? Ever.
Oh my gosh.
But it's okay. No
it's
judge.
It's delicious. No judge. It's delicious. So anyways, because I drink milk, no, I don't know if that made my pregnancy easier or not.
No.
But
I didn't assume that.
No. You really were an easy kid, and so was Monica. As far as delivery goes, it was kind of quick. She's kind of quick.
You say you like. I like fell out.
Yeah, it was just I went to the doctor as a normal checkup.
Don't cut
as
that.
I was walking, I'm just like
just falls out.
Pull a Kourtney Kardashian, just pull her out.
Yeah. Oh god, ew.
No, went to the doctor for a normal checkup and they're like, "You know what? You don't have any amniotic fluid in there. You need to go across the street and go deliver that baby." And I go, "No. I have nothing, you know."
Like you didn't have your bag or anything.
I had nothing. So I went home, gathered up a couple things.
Meanwhile, she's like, you know,
I wasn't going through labor or anything, you know? I'm like, what the heck's going to happen?
But I'm drying up down below.
I had stuff to do.
Okay, same. Come to life.
Trying to get out of there.
Literally.
But I remember with her, her dad and uncle just kept messing with, like, the utensil, or are they called utensils?
Just like the tools, supplies and
the
stuff.
The tools and stuff when you're in the hospital. Okay, you know, you got... Thank you, yeah. Mom.
Instruments.
That's better.
I work for Kaiser, so
that's good. I called it utensils like we were eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that made it uncomfortable because I'm over here trying to have a kid and they're over there playing with stuff. But I remember Northern Exposure came on.
Mm, yes. Okay.
What is that?
It was an old cartoon.
Old school. You got it. No.
Cartoon.
I thought it was.
No,
wasn't the Moose a cartoon? In.
No, it wasn't a cartoon.
I never watched it.
It was with people. You probably can find it somewhere. But anyways, then I start feeling like I'm going to deliver. Yeah, huh? But then she was ready to come out. And it instantly, like within a minute, it happened so fast. It was so fast. And then she's been an easy kid. Really.
You say that, but I feel like I wasn't. From the stories I heard, I think I was a little...
We remember her growing up in completely different ways.
I don't remember growing up.
Clearly, you go to therapy.
Because I'm trying to remember.
I don't swear remember. I didn't do anything, guys, for anybody listening.
Oh, my God.
Okay, girls. Get back on track.
We need, like, a mediator for this.
I'll be the mediator.
I want somebody off camera to be like, all right, and Rhonda, how do you feel about that?
Right? Like, I know.
Kind of cool.
I need a teleprompter. Stop it.
So we're both the babies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The babies.
Mm-hmm.
This was kind of a common question. We'll get into the specific questions in a bit, but this was a common question I saw. What did you think we were going to turn out as versus what we actually
you
turned
mean
out?
Gender?
No, like
just
people.
Like as, our,
like
as
we're
who
the we are. Were your babies? Like, does that make
I
sense?
I don't know. I
did
don't.
You have
I don't know. No, I
didn't.
I just no. I didn't. I mean, I'm happy how it turned out. Of course,
that's good.
But no, I really didn't. I didn't think. Oh, I'm gonna, you know, have a daughter and she's gonna grow up to be a lawyer, you know?
Oh,
what I
okay.
mean, is that what you mean? Is
yeah you mean? No, yeah, did mm-hmm. you have any like dreams and aspirations for us? Like,
I just want my kids to do what they want to do and be happy and be nice people and, you know, be happy with them. That's it. And
right.
It sounds cheesy and
it is
typical,
that simple,
but it is that simple. Yep. For me, I mean, you know, anyone who knows
it's like the
me,
most you can ask for.
Well, and
right.
driven, of course. I want you to be successful. Mm-hmm. And you know, I feel like so far so good, right?
I'd say.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah,
I mean,
like
I
delivered.
Yeah,
I did my part of the job.
I didn't think about it. I just worked along the way,
yeah.
is what I guess I'm trying to say. And I wanted you guys to go to school, mm-hmm. you know, because I feel like
school was
gives
always
you more
important
chances
in our
and
house.
More. Yeah, me and I went to Western Career College, and you know, but in our time it was a little bit different. I mean, a lot of my friends
went
to school,
different,
of course,
yeah.
but it was also okay just to
trade, go
yeah.
like earn a trade and everything.
Yeah. I want that to come back. Trade needs to come
back.
I
feel like
okay.
it's still
trade is
kind of here.
Very huge. I mean, yeah, trade is
it's
very
like one
needed
of the
and
most
very huge.
Reliable fields.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you
sure.
guys
yeah.
pushed on Monica and I, my
yes.
sister Monica. Even grandma and grandpa, the same thing. They were like, go trade,
yep.
like over everything. And then I didn't, but.
You kind of were, good. I don't know, if you're hella driven, but I mean, as a little kid, she knew what she wanted, okay? Definitely. I didn't ever have to pick out her clothes. I didn't have to do anything.
True.
Kid dressed the whole house, you know? You weren't walking out the door unless she inspected your outfit.
Literally.
And was like.
I was the fashion police.
Yes, very much so.
That's what my whole family said.
Very much so. At 3 years old. And, oh, she went through this thing where if the size of her clothing didn't match her age.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Freaked me out.
You were complicated.
And I'm like, oh,
yes.
Well, I was like, oh, damn, what's going to happen when she's.
Which is like
seven
12.
Or eight, you know, because
or 30.
Yeah, because the sizes now go back to 0, 1,
I would
2,
be
3.
Crying the tags out.
She did.
Like,
I did. I had to.
Because I would check. And she'd
that's
be like, no,
so
no,
funny.
I promise it's the size. It's 6 or 7 or
it's
8.
It's almost like she thought that's how
it worked.
Yeah.
How sizing worked.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
But, yeah.
You're
I guess
so
that
cute.
Was the worst of it.
You're our little performer of the house.
Performer.
I already knew what
No, you didn't. I didn't even know.
Yes, I did.
Okay, we're going to take a quick pause for our sponsors. Today's first sponsor is BetterHelp. So you guys know we talk about therapy all the time on this podcast. I preach it, I stand by it, and I think everybody on this planet can use it. And the good thing about BetterHelp is it's all online. So, and especially right now with COVID, that's great because you're not leaving your house.
Right.
And
what's great about it is it's anytime. You can send a message to the professionals and they'll get back to you in a timely manner. And it's, they help with things like sleeping, trauma, grief, depression, anxiety. Yeah. There's a professional for kind of everything.
Yeah. I love that because it's not like you need therapy only at certain hours of the day.
Right.
Stuff like that is 24 hours, yeah. 7 days a week. Like you,
it could be urgent and you can send a message.
For sure. This service is also available worldwide and incredibly affordable.
Yeah, it's affordable. And they also have financial aid if you need it.
I love that.
So if you'd like to start living a happier life today, you can get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/oddvice.
Yes, guys, you must take charge of your mental health. So again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/oddvice for 10% off.
Thanks, BetterHelp. Another way to start living a healthier life is through your meals. So for our second sponsor, we have Daily Harvest.
You guys have heard us talk about them before. We have Daily Harvest all up in our freezer right now. They have smoothies. They have bowls. They have so much stuff, and it's really good. They also have flatbreads.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They have this, like, artichoke flatbread. It's
And if you add, like, a little Tabasco on
top. Oh, yeah. Tabasco on everything. It's so good, you guys. But, yes, like Alex said, your health inside is just as important as your health up here. It is all connected. It's all the same vessel.
On top of everything being absolutely delicious, you can like feel good about it too because there's no preservatives, there's no added sugars or artificial anything, and they work directly with organic farms.
And the packaging is recyclable. Win-win,
baby. It's a win-win.
With Daily Harvest, we are enjoying delicious, clean food without any of the prep.
And whether you're looking for your daily dose of fruits and veggies, or you're just looking for a little more time left on your hands, you can too.
Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code ODVICE for $25 off your first box.
That's promo code ODVICE for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com.
That's dailyharvest.com.
Thanks, Daily Harvest!
Go ahead.
Okay.
So is this for me?
Both of you,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Name a time Kristen and Alex thought they were being sneaky, but weren't.
Oh God! I was afraid you were going to ask stuff like this.
I was hella sneaky.
Okay, you guys are probably never lucky tried to, I don't have memory.
That's the thing with us. You were sneaky, but I never tried to be sneaky.
I don't know. You guys must have been really good at it because no. I don't know that. Did you guys ever sneak out? I know Vince did.
Yeah,
I know that now. I didn't know then.
There was a phase in my life, and we've talked about it on the podcast before. You guys know, I was very rebellious. I was sneaking out at like 4 a.m. every single night and like going to meet boys. I'm literally telling you this now for the first time on camera. And like all these things, but
I knew I should have taken that chain freaking thing out of her window.
We were close, but we never did those things together. No. We were friends in such a different way for that period of time.
Yeah. I like knew you were doing bad stuff and I was always just like, I was like a little scaredy cat. Yeah. I never did anything.
I promise
like
you,
that.
She did none of this with me. Any story you hear that I do as a kid on this podcast, she was not there.
This is like in high school?
Anything.
Middle school. Yeah.
But like we still remained friends, but like we were so different.
No, I seriously.
I just like didn't never have like the sneaking out was just like never my thing.
Oh, I love it.
I'm such a like night sleeper.
Yeah. I'm such a day person. Spending the night at her house, then what would you?
She would know that's not the kind of night we would have.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of you right now.
Are you proud of me, Mom?
I got two calls from two of the moms. You know
what were they?
Do you want me to say names?
No.
One of them, you were driving and you shouldn't have been. Another one, different parent. You guys snuck out of the dad's house.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the only time I got caught for it.
And it's like, why are you calling me? Because I don't care.
Oh my God.
You know?
This is how I was raised. On the bayou.
On the bayou.
She's on your dime. You discipline her.
I mean, like, and this isn't a cap on your parenting style.
No, they weren't doing that bad.
But you, what I appreciate about you and Phil, my stepdad, you guys raised Monica and I, like, we're going to trust you. Don't be stupid. Like, mm-hmm. You know, you're going to kind of do it whether we tell you or not. Mm-hmm. And just at the end of the day, if you're in serious danger and you call us, you will not get in trouble.
Yes, I always stuck to that one.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. Call. So I wasn't scared.
No questions asked. We'll come get you. We'll do whatever you want to do.
Yep.
You won't be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. It's a good rule.
Because
that is a good rule. You know, have to do that so you guys have somewhere to go.
It's just like goes to show there's no like right, wrong parenting style.
And that's the thing. Being a parent is hard. It's so hard. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. If anyone says they know what they're doing, they're lying. There's no way.
Because every kid's different. And you may parent, you know, one way, and then your other kid comes out and it doesn't work for that child.
Exactly. Totally. I feel like Monica and I were like that.
Oh, very different. Very different.
And me and my brother are opposites.
As they're getting older,
now we're merging.
More the same. Yeah. And it's like, oh, shoot.
I think that's normal because me and my sister, same opposites the whole time we were growing up. Well, I guess we're still a little opposite.
Yeah.
But you guys are opposite, but you guys are like,
you see eye to eye now.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
That's amazing. Oh, God, that's the best thing about getting older.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. What was your first impression of the other? What was your first impression of me, and what was your first impression of Alex?
Oh, I get to start on this one.
Do you remember?
I do, and I was really happy that you came into our lives. Same. Always. And even Rhonda and Nora, okay, I just think all of us are really
the
fun together.
The coats changed all of our lives. You got, like, I would be a different human. Our family dynamic, like having you guys as like peers growing up, like it did so much for our family. Like the coats, I get that shit tatted.
No, it was
ooh,
good.
Do
like
it.
I literally will. Like I would.
We
absolutely
each get each other's names.
Not opposed.
Wait, what? Okay, do you remember when you met me?
I want to say you guys were in maybe fifth.
It was fifth grade.
And I always felt really good because if Kristen was like struggling with homework or something, I could be like, oh, call Alex. Have Alex come over, please. You know?
Alex was the one.
She gets her stuff done on time.
You're so smart.
She does extra credit.
She dove into it. I don't get it. Like,
no,
I wasn't
and you didn't
like
even
that.
Have to,
no,
you know,
I
harp
wasn't like
on her.
That no,
was awesome.
I wasn't like that. She just did it.
Yeah.
My story? Yeah, I mean, I remember meeting all of you kids kind of at the same time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I loved all you. I loved you. I did. I love everyone, though, when I'm, you know what I mean? But you stuck. Like, you were part of our family.
Absolutely.
From minute one.
I went on trips with you guys. Yep. Like, consider, like I said, you guys also raised me.
Yeah.
I spent just as much time at your house, too. And
yeah.
Vacations, dinners. Like, I lived with you guys part-time damn near, like.
Well, and you guys were together, especially, you know, you guys entertained us. You cracked us up. This one here would take Norm's phone and do selfies on his phone. He'd open his phone and be like, God damn, look.
I like right after I leave, he's like 100 photos.
You were like the like quirky, weird friend that
She was. But it was so good because you were so comfortable with us. And we love that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I loved
it. Yeah.
Just like another sister.
Yep.
That's what I remember is you being in our lives the whole time. That's, you know, I don't know if I remember the day I met you, but I know that once I did that you were there.
Yeah.
And that was it. And it was good.
Oh,
I love you.
I love you so much.
I do.
We're kind of hopping around like question style wise.
For
like
sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay. How would you describe the perfect partner for your daughters?
Love this.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
You go. Why don't
you go first. I got to think about this one.
I don't know. Someone like your dad.
Aw.
Someone that's just cool and chill and accepting. Because, you know, I think we're both kind of a little bit of a handful.
Yeah.
At times.
We are.
Right?
Yes.
No possessive.
God,
hell
no.
That is absolutely freaks not me out. Okay. Yeah. Right? Not controlling, you know. I mean, actually, just like kind of perfect.
No, honestly, I look for qualities that dad has because, yeah. I mean, I've grown up seeing, well, he's obviously, easy. Yeah, seeing your guys' relationship and dynamic. It's always like, I've always said, I want a relationship like yeah. that.
No. And it's not perfect, though.
You no, know, you know. It, but like I've
we get
seen,
on each other's nerves for sure.
Of course.
Of course. That's healthy, though.
Yeah. And I've like seen myself as such a reflection of you. So I'm always like, if I find someone that's like dad,
it's going to work.
And someone that just fits in too, yeah. you know?
He's yeah. such like an easygoing. Yeah. Someone mm-hmm. who's just like.
Yep. A vibe.
A yep. vibe. Yep.
Norm is a vibe.
Yeah.
Yep. That's yes. it. Yes. And he's accepting of everyone. And, mm-hmm. you know, even when I do weird things, he's nice. And that's what I want for you.
Yeah.
That's what I want for you. I want somebody that doesn't, you know, judge or pick things apart or, you know, yeah.
Annoying.
Nobody annoying for you. That's what I want. Go ahead.
Good answer.
Well, I kind of think I want her to have an in-between of her dad and Phil, to be honest.
My stepdad is Phil, yeah. and she's mm-hmm. referring to my real
like,
dad.
I think type-wise, probably look like her dad, but personality and things that they like, probably like Phil, because Phil's very out, well, so is her dad too, but Phil's very outdoorsy, the trucks, the motorcycles, the guns, the
he's like a
the bow and arrow, you know,
bro dad. Literally though,
yeah, yeah. And I, well, he's taught her all that stuff, so mm-hmm.
I'm wearing a car shirt right now, have a car tattooed, yeah. obsessed
he always
with cars.
Made sure the girls knew how to change their own oil,
yep.
take care of themselves, yep. you know. So I guess I would want you to have a man that didn't feel like
he had to do that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or that made it him the weak because mm-hmm. he didn't, you know. It's cool. You fix his freaking car
right.
for him, you know. What's the big That's deal? Awesome. And let him, yeah. you know.
I feel like I've achieved
like,
that.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is like a reflection of everyone you've dated.
Yeah. Like my men do understand that, you know, to the book, I will take on the masculine role a lot.
Yeah.
I often do. Like I enjoy that. And like what you're saying, the in between of my dad and Phil, Phil, I mean, not to take it to Zodiac, cause I don't take Zodiac 100% to heart and like only base my love off that. But Phil is an Aries and he's fiery. You're a Leo. You're mm-hmm. fiery. I was raised by fire and now I look for fire
yeah,
in
do.
Men. And if my men don't have fire, and it's not that I don't give them a chance. I just end up noticing it doesn't work as well mm-hmm. as yeah. fiery ass men. Like I was in a 5-year relationship with an Aries and it worked because he was fire. Like I need that like challenge and that yeah. banter because that's yep. what I had. That was my relationship with Phil too. We butt heads for sure.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah,
no, it also... It,
you
but that's
that.
What you love. I needed that. Yeah. I needed yeah. that, like that pushback. So you got it right. That's exactly what yeah. I look for.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good job, Mama.
Keeps things alive, right?
Yay! Where's our dinger?
Oh, cute. Next question: what is something your daughters have taught you?
Mm. Oh my gosh, this is good.
Oh,
do you want to go for it?
Yeah, I'm itching to go on this one.
Let's do it.
Okay, patience.
Really? I don't have that.
I don't
can you,
either.
Can you teach me that too?
And no, you have taught me to be patient and to, well, I've always, you know, never, you know, said anything rude, but to stop and think about what I'm saying before I say it.
Yeah.
You know, because I pretty much have no filter. Mm-hmm. You all know that.
Same.
You know?
You gave that
and,
to me.
Yeah. And I try to, as I get older, be better about it. I don't know. You just taught me to be fun, you know, stay young.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated. Drink
yeah,
water.
Drink water. Like, did you drink
I'll
water
get texts
today?
Every day. Drink water. Breathe, Mom.
Yep.
Oh, that's yeah, sweet.
I think just to be more healthy. Mm-hmm. You've really taught me to be a more yeah. healthy, better person of me. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Things I
My
did.
My turn.
Go yeah. ahead.
What you got, Rhonda?
Number one that comes to
oh,
mind
God, it's
is
a list.
I know, I'm sorry. How much time do I have? Competence.
Oh,
I love her competence. I just
oh,
love
yeah, me
your
too.
Confidence.
Aww.
You know, I don't have that. I mean, of course, I'm a little confident, but nothing like, I love how you're confident in yourself. And
yeah. Just be yourself. It's all you could be.
Yeah. She doesn't like gossip. Mm-hmm. At least to me, she doesn't like to hear it. Yep. She doesn't like drama. I love that about you. You are so drama free.
Yep.
I love that because who wants it, right?
As we watch reality shows.
I know last night we were watching.
That's from afar.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a little entertaining.
But I don't
Rhonda,
like it in my
all
life.
Real. It's real stuff.
It's for somebody else.
Though. No, it's real life.
I don't want it.
TV is real life.
You're real caring. I love how caring you are. You just don't say mean things about people, you know? And I love that. There's so much.
Oh, don't cry.
I know. I get sensitive, but she's sensitive too. And I love that.
Yeah, I get that. I notice like, I'll like
your reactions.
Oh my God.
Or like your mom's.
Yes. You would always like cry at commercials. Oh, like,
I'm dead.
You cry every time we sit down to watch TV, no matter what it is.
No, not every time. A lot of times. I'm sensitive and sorry.
But I do that too.
In movies, we'll look at each other and just.
No. We're so
menopause,
the opposite.
Rhonda. It's menopause.
Forever. Yeah, but my main thing with you right now in our lives right now is the confidence.
Aww.
And you're unapologetically yourself.
Yeah.
And I love that. Aww. I love that. And I admire it. And I respect it.
Thanks. Okay, Rhonda, that's you the get truth. The bell on this one.
Right? Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
That's it.
My turn, right?
Let's go light on this one, okay?
Okay. What's the favorite drug you've tried?
Oh, gosh.
My mom's like, you got a minute?
Okay, I really, honest to God, haven't tried that many. no, I haven't. I didn't. I was.
Dad was the crazy one.
Dad was the one. I didn't try any of those, you know, crazy hallucinogenic drugs. They scare me. No offense to anyone who likes them, but
my mom and I are like,
I just never did. And I really don't know why. Because when I was in school, high school, I didn't care about anything. Like I was super carefree, but I just never did it. I guess I would just have to be boring and say weed. That was my thing.
That's
for
not
a little
boring.
Bit.
Not boring. Well, I love weed.
It was a lot different too when I was younger.
Yeah.
Now it's just plain scary. And yeah. Puts me in a weird place, weird so place, I kind of yeah. Can't do it. Anyone who knows me is like, you can't do it. You Aww. Know, no, it makes me sick and everything else. So,
dang.
You know, it's kind of over for me with that. But yeah, it would have to just be simple weed.
It's and simple. It's
I don't
simple
really
joint.
Do it anymore. I kind of grew out of it. You know, I'm kind of just simple White Claws right now. If
you
that's
are
even
you claw queen.
Yeah, you're a claw queen for sure.
You are.
They're simple and they're easy and they're tasty
we'll crack
and they're refreshing.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, that sounds good.
What about you, great. Mom?
Okay. Favorite that I have ever done?
Yep.
Shrooms.
Ooh.
Okay.
Scared to
me.
Death.
Scared shrooms. To death.
Never.
But I already have a big ass smile.
Same.
And when I get shrooming, I get a shit eating grin on my face. Like ear to ear shit eating grin.
Yep.
Okay.
Same.
But yeah. But otherwise, I don't mind smoking weed or people that smoke weed. I like mm-hmm. that.
What other?
I love that.
What other drugs have you done? Are you comfortable saying?
No judgment, right?
No judgment.
Damn.
I'll say what I did. If my
mom. I've pretty much done them all.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you grew up with the rock stars. Like you were like edgy. Like
I remember doing acid one time in foods and in high school.
I don't like acid. Don't
and we
like
had to do it. A presentation. So that was awkward.
So
oh, God.
Yeah, I wasn't digging that. I went home after that.
You had to do a presentation on acid.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Wow.
But you know what? When we went to school, we could smoke at school.
That's so
and
crazy.
We would sit
yeah.
on the grass and smoke weed in the, you know, recess or is it called recess? Break time,
recess
whatever the hell it's called. You know?
Yes, Rhonda.
I'm trying not to interrupt, but
you
smoked
you'll
at
do
school?
It.
Yes.
I mean, we did secretly, but we weren't allowed. You
well,
were allowed to smoke at school?
Cigarettes?
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, cigarettes were fully allowed at school. Yeah, but see, you would sit in a circle, and the people that smoked weed would be in the inner circle, and the ones that smoked cigarettes would be showing
That's
the yard duty
sick.
The cigarette, you know?
I can't remember.
Wow, I wish
remember.
We had that. That would have meant
yeah.
so many
no,
people
No, 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 no. That's so bad. And we had yeah. Coke machines.
Oh, I thought you meant like cocaine.
No.
Like,
no, 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 yeah, no, 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 no. Soda machines, you know?
Yes, schools don't have soda anymore, I'm pretty sure.
Open campus where you could what? Like leave. Well, our high school didn't, but the neighbor high school
right.
did. Yeah.
What years did you guys graduate high school?
86.
87. Nice. Yeah. What high schools did you go to? For people at home, they probably know the names of your high school.
Hogan High. Hogan High School in Vallejo, California.
And you're YV, right?
Yep.
Ignacio YV Valley High School.
Concord. Mm-hmm.
A lot different now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right next to De La Salle. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those boys.
Oh, De La Salle. De La Salle.
Daddies. The daddies go to De La Salle.
The daddies of high school.
To people who aren't from the Bay Area, De La Salle was the all guys private school, and they're all like D1 athletes. Yeah, it's like all sexy, like smart men. It's great. Next one.
What is a piece of advice for a woman who grew up without a mom?
Appreciate your mom.
That wasn't. Oh, you're saying. This is like someone asked this.
Someone wants this advice.
Yeah.
I would say reach out. You know, you have friends who probably have supportive mothers.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I was just going to say.
Right?
I have a mom, but I connected with...
You weren't as close as
right.
The average relationship.
I connected with my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. And my dad's mom.
Right. And it's
there's
hard.
Always your motherly figure.
Yeah. It's really hard to give that advice. And then with, for instance, Phil, you know, he grew up without a mom.
Yeah.
And luckily he was able to, you know, lean towards his aunt and, you know, other female figures in his family, mm-hmm. you know, but some people don't have that. So that's some really hard advice to give. There's really no right answer
of course.
You'd have to know who you're talking to, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do they have an aunt? Do they have, you know, another mom that maybe they can... Mm-hmm.
Just stay gentle with yourself. And I would, like you guys are saying, finding family within friends, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that's such a beautiful part of humanity. Another thing I would do is, and I think anybody should do this regardless, is just really nurture that inner child in you. Especially if you don't have a parental figure that is there to nurture that and kind of baby you
help
in a way.
That, yeah.
You could do it by yourself. Just being gentle with yourself is the best thing if you don't have somebody doing that for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does as an adult, but as a child or, you know, a younger person, it's a little harder.
For sure.
You know,
I'm still working on it.
And I'm not saying this because you're here, honestly, Rhonda. I feel that Rhonda was a good, you know, if I wasn't around for you, you know, you were a good mom figure, you know.
Absolutely.
I knew I could always count on you, you know.
Yeah.
So that was I'll curl Alex's hair if you just talk with the girls, you know.
Yeah. Leaning on people, there's nothing wrong with that. I think there's so much beauty in that. And you're doing a lot for them too. Like it's
right.
Don't feel like a burden or anything. We're all in it together.
I feel like I did that. I turned friends into family. When I was younger,
Vince always had
friends who like ended up living with us. Mm. Like you always had open arms and like,
yeah. I mean, when I was little though, even when I was little, like I had my aunts, you know, I just had issues with my family, but my aunts were definitely mom figures. And I always envied my friends who had moms that did mom things. Mm-hmm. So for me, I knew when I grew up and had kids, I was going to be that mom.
Yeah.
I tried.
Absolutely.
I didn't do things perfectly, but I tried. But yeah, that's for anyone who needs it, reach out and look around and you're going to find somebody that's going to be there for you. You know, whether it's one person or it's five people, mm-hmm. you're going to find something, you know.
Especially
you
got to
let
it
happen.
And if you have a grandma, you might not have a mom, mm-hmm. but maybe you still have your grandma. Because mm-hmm. I clung to my grandma and grandpa, you know, mm-hmm. both sides. Mm-hmm. And that was my go-to, you know.
And that's fortunate when you have that.
Oh, I loved it.
You absolutely.
Know? Loved it.
What's the craziest thing you guys have learned about us through the podcast?
Yeah.
Through the things we've told on this podcast.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. The
in the butt, Bob.
What'd you say?
No.
In the butt?
Yeah, haven't you seen that Newlywed show?
You know, I might have blanked that one out. I don't know.
Yeah, I tried to blank out that.
We talked about that?
Yes.
We talked about butt stuff?
Yeah.
You guys have been very graphic about lots of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we're open.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you've learned about either of us?
No, that wasn't the crazy.
It's the
stuff.
Sex stuff. Yeah, you know? Yeah. I'm just gonna say it. That whole... It's the sex stuff, and it's a little bit hard for a mom. You're like, I shouldn't know all this, but it's helped me to grow. And you know, again, in a way, it came out. You know, I'm. You know, there's a mom part of me, and there's a woman part of me, and the human part of me, who I love everyone who is just themselves and does them. You know.
It took you a minute to like merge those two.
Took me a little bit of a minute.
Daughter.
Ooh, yeah. Right. Yeah. We had a couple conversations.
Yeah. We did. When we first started the pod, I think one of our first episodes, you called me and you were like, I don't know if I like this.
I was like,
you're sharing a lot.
I said, I have to have a talk with you. I can't.
But that's so
this.
Healthy. Yeah. That you sat her
I
down
had to
and
do it. I'm
guys,
the mom, you know?
You tried to understand her, and that's great. And I think that's such an important part of.
Yeah.
I feel like I've like opened up something in you too. And like, based on like what I've said on
I
the
grow
podcast.
With you and I grow with your brother and I've done that since you guys have been my kids and I continue and boy you just keep me growing, you know. I just keep growing with what you're doing, but I mean, you know, I wouldn't judge a friend, you know, and it's different because you're my daughter, but I'm not gonna judge you. I struggle with some stuff as a mom, you know, safety. Like,
of course.
You're going on even as simple as going on a date, you know, when you're dating online, because we didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, are you safe? You know, you're talking about certain private things and then you're going on dates. So I was worried about that. And she's like, Mom, I got friends that are looking out. And I'm like,
location.
As long
on.
As they're standing around the corner, loaded, always. Locked and loaded, we're good, you know?
Nothing that surprises me or concerns me.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all done the same thing. Nothing that you've done, I haven't done, you know.
Right.
But you just say it and for the world to freaking know, okay?
I think that's like another level. It's just like how much we share with the public. Yeah. And it's like, it's all stuff that you guys have done. It's just stuff that you haven't shared yet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not necessarily. Yeah.
Come on, Rhonda.
I'm not being
phony. Oh, lunch
phony.
Is
going to
be
Let's
good.
Do shrooms tonight.
No. Yeah. I'm not doing that. I'm too old.
I'm scared.
Too old.
No, you're
not.
Are
you kidding? Wait, when we have the dad episode.
Oh, yeah.
Norm's
pumped. We're doing shrooms.
Ugh.
See?
I told Norm no.
Phil won't do shrooms.
Yes, he will.
See, me and Phil. Me and Phil will take care of all you crazy people doing these shrooms.
Crazy.
The ones standing by with water for you. And are you okay? Should we call 911? No, just
we're the ones doing that to you guys. Are you guys good? You're sober. We're like trying to calm you down.
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay. What about you and your daughter do you find most similar? And then what do you find most different?
Oh, gosh.
Everything's the same.
Yeah.
I honestly, you are me, but just better.
Oh, my gosh. That's my line. I say it all the time. I say it all the time. I'm like, she's like me, but just way better.
Yeah, just way better. Way better. Just hella cooler.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like we say all the time, like me and Kristen will be like living our normal day-to-day life and we'll look at each other and we'll literally be like, Kristen, we're turning into our moms.
Yep.
Do you like look at us and say the same thing? Like you're turning into me.
No, we were already you guys.
Yeah.
Or I was already you, you know, now I'm living it again. God,
okay, I get you.
Yeah, I see a lot of, I see everything is kind of similar. I think the difference is, like we talked about, you guys are so much more vocal about, I don't do good. I'm super simple. Like, I keep things simple. I like to keep things kind of funny. You guys get deep, you know, and I can, but it's not so often, you know, and I think that's the difference between me and you.
I think that just like goes with our generation.
We're a lot
more open with our emotions like we're a lot more vulnerable as a generation.
Vulnerability is a good thing when it used to be thing. Like this thing you don't do in front of strangers.
Oh, you're kind of, you know, you kind of worry like, am I going to get judged?
Right.
You know,
and
that's
let
the
that
other
go.
Difference. Yeah. Is I worry about that. I'm be totally honest. I do. And I don't like that I do that, but I do.
Yeah.
And you don't. And I love that. And that's what I want to be. Well, and maybe when I'm 53, I'll do that. You know, it'll take me some time. Right.
Next time. I feel like at your age, I already had two kids.
That's crazy.
You know, so it was a completely different.
True. Yeah, we were living different lives.
Completely different. Mm. Completely different. However, I kind of got all my yah-yahs out when, you know, before I was 19.
Same.
You know, so.
Literally same. Like, you mean like your crazy party?
Yeah,
state? No,
yeah,
same.
Yeah.
I did too. And then I felt like right when I entered my 20s, having that all out, I was able to start like forming my path of what I wanted to do. And something that I know you gave me is just like my confidence and my I don't give a fuck mentality. You've always been like, who cares? That's always your tagline. Mm-hmm. Just like, who fucking cares? You always say that.
Yeah, I don't
care,
but it does have flaws for the people, you know, that are like, wow, she's no, kind of cavalier.
Good. That's how I feel too. Sometimes I feel like I'm too much, and you probably relate to that. You feel like we feel like we're being too blunt, and it sometimes it scares people, and it could be intimidating, and it can come off bitchy, mm-hmm. and it's something that I really try to reel in. But like I said, I was raised by feels the same way. Fiery ass people that just don't give a fuck. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like I got that from you.
Yeah, we kind of say it. We say I don't give a fuck a lot.
That's the tagline.
Morning, don't give a fuck.
Oh my God. Wait, one of the questions on here was, what do you do to get out of bed every morning?
I saw that.
I don't give a fuck. Just sit up out of bed, just ready for the day.
Roll out, let's go.
Yeah, life's too short to give a fuck.
Yeah, it is. True. So true.
Okay. Honest opinions on the girl's boyfriend history. Your favorite boyfriend and your least favorite boyfriend.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Be honest.
Oh, well, gosh. Do we mean when they were the boyfriend or after the boyfriend, after they were done? Just all in all?
All in all.
Okay. I'd have to say
was your favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see like why you would say he was part of the family.
Totally. Mm-hmm. For like 2.5 years.
Yep.
And with the other one, he backed away.
Yeah.
And it bothered me and your dad. So that's it. Yeah, you had two real serious ones.
Uh-huh.
And definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number one.
It was always such we had such a tight-knit family household.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my first boyfriend was like, he loved that because he grew up in that. Mm-hmm. So he embraced it.
He was at our house all the time.
Yeah, it felt like family.
Yeah. Right. And everyone would say how much he was like Vince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like Vince.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah.
I liked all of them, but the two are my favorite are Scott and Kelly.
They're both your favorite?
Both are my favorite.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Scott's probably my favorite. I'm not going to lie.
And Kelly's your least?
No, not my least.
Gotcha. But do you have a least favorite?
No.
We haven't brought anybody home that you guys were like, oh, shit.
Yeah. One person, but I probably don't want to put their name out there.
Okay, that's fine.
Who?
Was it high school?
Yeah, he would like leave you notes on your. He would do weird shit.
Okay,
you know,
I remember.
Yeah, that's probably the least favorite.
Okay,
I like Nick.
Yeah, Nick was very cool, very good guy.
Yeah, I like that guy a lot. Yeah.
I didn't have problems with hardly anybody. So
you know, you guys had such an open household. You're like, come on in.
I didn't. Unless somebody does me wrong, I like them.
Well, and what I like is that...
I have a hard time disliking people unless they do something wrong or weird. And then I'm quick to just like, ew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, takes a little bit though.
I like that we would get to know the families too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, because
I think that was a huge thing with my recent relationship is his family and my family never met.
Nope.
We were together for four years.
So wild.
And they never
I
met.
Always
and that
wanted
was a,
to.
Yeah, that was a huge thing. Like towards the end of our relationship, you and Dad were always like, are we ever going to meet his family?
I thought it was so weird. Like you guys live together and we don't know.
I still thought that bothered me
a little bit, but you know, I tried. It's not about me, so whatever, but mm-hmm. I didn't. That wasn't okay with me actually.
Yeah. You
know? We met his sister and she's wonderful. So. Yeah. That was good enough, you know, after so many years, I'm like, well, good. At least we got to meet the sister and we loved her. But, you know, the rest,
we stayed friends with all the family because we didn't break up. I get Christmas cards.
Yeah.
We get Christmas cards from my high school boyfriend. I exchange Christmas cards.
I send Christmas cards. I love it.
How did you guys come up with our names?
Oh, another one of my funny stories.
You guys didn't even name me.
No. Okay, so when I was pregnant.
Still don't have a name?
I mean, barely. When I was pregnant, Norm thought it was going to be a boy. And suddenly he wants a junior. And I was like, we can't do that to Vince. We already have a boy. And he's like, nope. If it's a boy, it's Norm Jr. And if it's a girl,
I would have loved to be a Norman.
Whatever you want.
I would have rocked it.
That would have been cute. And Tiffany was a huge fan of that. She wanted you to be Norman. She's like, you have to do that. And I'm like, I knew it was a girl. And they couldn't tell an ultrasound. So we never did know what we were having until we had her.
I didn't know that.
Could not see.
Whoa.
My baby shower was all pink. Everyone got me pink. And I did not know if I was having a girl or a boy. Shit. I know. Lucky.
But you like actually felt it?
I did.
Wow.
I did. My pregnancy, I just felt like it was a girl.
Compared to Vince, too, already having a boy, you're like, something's different here.
It was complete opposite.
Wow. Okay.
So I had these crazy names. Hillary. Sydney. You know, and it wasn't after Hillary Clinton at all. I just like that name.
Of course.
Sydney.
Thanks for the clarification.
You're welcome. I had to. Sydney. Oh, Samantha. Gabby.
These are all just names that, like, don't fit me.
Right.
I don't look like any of these.
So I had you, and oh my gosh, me and your dad both cried when I had you because you were a girl, and we were so happy.
Oh.
And here you are, and we're like, I'm like, okay, Hillary. Your dad's like, nope. Samantha, nope. Gabby, nope. And so Marna was there, and she's like,
I was unnamed for a few days.
And you had no name. And we're like, what are we going to do? You know, we couldn't agree on anything.
Her social. Your name's your social security.
I wish now I would have named you after Auntie Kirsten. I always think that. Why didn't I do Kirsten?
We would have been Kirsten and Kristen.
Why didn't I do Kirsten? I would have done Kirsten. I don't know why I didn't do that. I really wish I would have done that. I do.
Let's change it. Let's change it. No. Come on.
Well, your best friend walked in and was like, Marna, you got to name your kid. Like,
what about
they're not
going to
let you out until you name her.
Well, I think she helped me with Gabriella, and then your dad didn't like it. And so we're like, she's like, what about Alexandria? And I said, oh my gosh, that is so pretty. I always liked Andrea.
That's a good name.
Junior high and high. It was junior high for us, not middle. Was Andrea. And then it kind of just changed. And then she said Alexandria. And I said, oh my gosh. And I did EA.
Instead of IA at the end.
So she's named, right? And so we're like, we don't know what we're going to nickname. Maybe it'll be Alexandria always. It won't be Alex. It won't be Allie. Actually, I wanted Allie, and that didn't work out. We get home, and your dad's like, I don't like it.
Shit.
You know how he does it. I don't like it. So let's just call her Andrea. And I'm like, that's a totally different name. Even though it is the whole back end of your name, it's a totally different person.
Stands alone. Yeah.
So, you know, luckily we just started calling you Alex. That's what stuck. And now you have a name.
Congrats.
Alexandria Renee. Renee after me. My middle name.
Oh.
So.
Uh-huh. Yes. What's weird is, so your middle name's Renee. My older sister's middle name is Renee.
Yeah.
And that's a coincidence. Our families have a few of those coincidences.
We have a lot of
that. Our birthdays. My mom's birthday is the same as Alex's brother.
Yep.
And then
your stepsister's birthday, Ashley's birthday, is the same as yours.
Hmm. Which is weird.
Whoa.
I feel like there's something.
The last four digits of your phone number are the last four digits of her social.
Which are also.
Say it out loud. How do you know my social?
Which are also the last of her grandparents' number.
Oh, wow.
That they've had since 1964.
I was just
going to
say.
Right. You know?
Yeah, okay, and you know this phone number is super special to us, too. Do you know?
Wow. I know it.
Yeah. It was mine and Norm's first phone number when we moved in together when we were 18.
Mm-hmm.
We carried, when we moved over the bridge, we got the closest for the most closest phone number we could get, and we got it. Then we moved to Pleasant Hill, and we had to change the area code, so we had to switch phone numbers, so we asked for the closest phone number. We go back to Vallejo, and we're like, can we have this phone number? And we got the phone number. The same one we got when we moved in together.
Oh, my God.
Same number. Yeah.
That's amazing.
You guys, my parents still have a landline.
I'll never get rid of it.
Good, honestly.
I like my landline. Even though really all it is those crazy phone calls right now.
Sure. But in a state of an emergency, you're going to get contacted quicker.
Is your warranty coming off of your automobile?
I've been told, you know.
Yeah,
I've been told.
They call me every day.
Right. All right, Kristen.
I already knew you were already going to be Kristen because I wanted my first child. Well, I didn't know I wanted my first child to be Kristen, but it was part of the list.
Mm.
But then her dad named her sister, so I'm like, I got dibs on this kid. So it was Kristen.
Right?
I already knew it was going to be Kristen. And then he's like, no, I got dibs on the middle name. So she's Kristen Harmony.
Kristen Harmony.
Now, you know, already said, I got to pick the middle name for my oldest daughter, Renee, you know.
Aww. Because that was
your
best friend.
Yeah, one of my best friends growing up. Yeah. Yep.
Aww. And then we talk about how we want our kids' middle names to like
be the middle name of my kid is going to be McAtee.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or Mac.
Do Mac. Yeah, like the grandkids. Yeah.
Mac is cool.
Yeah.
Well, and there were three of us that hung out. So my other friend, Margo, she named her, named her first daughter Renee, too.
Oh, yeah. Because
Renee passed away, right?
Yes.
And it was kind of in honor of her. Aww. It was a way to kind of keep her legacy within your guys' kids, which I think is, that's one of my favorite stories. That's awesome. So for the last question, I want this question to help everybody listening. I think this is something that we can't necessarily give people and you guys can. What's a good piece of advice that you would give to somebody in their 20s? Someone like us, just like about life or about love or whatever way you want to take it. What's just a general thing that you've learned that you wish you knew earlier?
I got this one. I know.
I'm thinking.
Do it. Don't hesitate. Do it then. Okay, because if we want to get deep, you don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
But even beyond that, I mean, time goes by so damn fast. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you're
about to be 26.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? It's crazy.
In a month.
It's crazy. So just do it. Do it. Save your money. But remember, you can't take that shit with you when you die. Mm-hmm. So live your life today. Be present
today.
That's a
great piece of advice, because there's a lot of people who are hesitant with like moving forward with something, or like they...
I mean, be responsible, obviously.
But it's good to live life like that, knowing life is short.
Hell yeah.
Just do what you want to do. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
It sounds so cliche, but like, because it's so sad, but cliches are a thing for a reason, you guys.
Yeah.
Like, people are preaching this on every fucking podcast because it's so true. Like, you have to treat every moment like it's your last.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. you don't want to have tomorrow come and be like, damn, dude, we should have done that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, you should have done it, you know?
Yep.
Love that. Do it.
Don't hesitate.
No.
Nike,
no.
Just do it.
Fuck yeah.
Right?
Just do it.
Yeah, good.
Thank you, Nike, so much for sponsoring this.
Right?
Just kidding. Wish.
Not sponsored.
Mama.
Mine's going to be, I don't know, be a good person, savor your people, you know, keep them close, treat them good, you know, don't take anything or anybody for granted. To me, people are the most important thing in your life.
Agreed.
Not what you have, nothing material. It's just the people in your life and what you do with that. And
Who cares about keeping up with the Joneses, man? Just fun.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Right?
Be happy and be good to yourself, and don't judge yourself, and don't judge others, and, you know, and do what you want to do. I agree. You know, don't be afraid to take chances and move forward. And if something's not working out, find a different avenue and do that instead.
Right.
If that doesn't work, find the next one and do that instead, you know.
Don't be discouraged by the things that don't work out.
No. And if you make mistakes,
part of life.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if it's not working, don't keep doing it, man.
There's a reason it's not working.
Move on to something else.
Actually, the definition of insanity.
Seriously. Right. Let's all keep that in mind. Don't keep doing that shit no matter how hard you want to.
Can you repeat that, please?
And drink water.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You got this body one time.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta take care of yourself.
Yeah. You can't replace your body.
Nope. Put yourself first. That's a good one, too.
Well, thank you guys so much. This is an amazing episode. I was so excited for this episode because I think there's something so special in getting advice from an older generation.
Yes.
I think like it's
motherhood.
It's, right. It's undeniable that you guys have lived more than we have. And I think it's so important that we learn from our elders, like ask your parents these things.
They have the knowledge.
Right. And like at the end of the day, you guys are just us in a few years. Like, just because you're not discrediting the power of a mother, but you guys are still figuring it out too.
You guys are still humans.
Mm-hmm. Right. I feel like we hold parents to such a high standard that they have to be perfect all the time, when at the end of the day, it's just, like I said, it's us in a few years. And I'm so grateful that the four of us, and then, you know, our relationships one-on-one, that we are able to be so open with you guys. And that's why we wanted you on the podcast. I think it's so special. Mm-hmm. the relationship we have with you guys, and I just, we couldn't keep it from the world. I wanted people to see this.
Aww.
I love you both.
We love dearly. You guys.
Like, so fucking much.
Love you.
Love you guys. This is fun.
There's so much love on this bed, right?
This also,
I'm so proud of you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For sure.
This is cool.
For
this
sure.
This is cool. Thank you for supporting us.
I wouldn't have it any other way. No. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. That's my job. That's my job.
Occupation, support. Mother.
Yeah.
For real. Yes. Also, when my mom walked in and saw the set, she was like, oh my God, it looks like your room. Like, it looks exactly like my childhood room. Like,
well,
to a T.
It's clean. There's no clothes.
Right. Yeah. The bed is made. And for sure.
Didn't even have to yell at her to clean the room.
Right. Look at me. I'm growing.
Thanks for having us, you guys. This was so fun. I was super nervous.
You did amazing.
Yeah,
you did
great. I felt at ease this morning for sure. Good. And then I got a little nervous when we walked in, but it went away quick. So.
It's fun.
It's fun. It's so fun.
The thing
I'm
about
coming
us.
Back. I'm going to be back for sure.
Oh, no. Part two, guys. What do you guys think about us doing a truth or drink with them?
Would that not be?
Come on. That's so good.
Mom will have fireball.
Yeah, because they're not going to repeat. They're not going to repeat any questions. We already had the hard ones.
Right?
It'll
be a fun one.
Yeah, it'll be fun stuff. And
maybe
like,
for
would you
Mother's
rather? Oh, yeah. Let us know what you guys want us to do for the part two of the mom episode, whether it's truth or drink, another type of Q&A like this. Y'all are creative as hell. Let us know what you want. But we hope you guys enjoyed this episode too.
But for Thursday.
Oh yeah, what should we do for Thursday?
Maybe ask us like the other side of the questions. Like us as daughters.
With our relationships with our moms.
Yeah.
Like things we do to nurture our relationships. And because that's a whole other side of it is.
Mm-hmm. We got like the mom side today. But like what about the daughter side?
Yeah, that's
very,
a good
very
point.
True.
Do you take our advice differently maybe?
Yeah.
You know, as adults versus as a kid.
Things we do differently versus what we were raised as. Like there's things you would say as a kid and I'm like, I'm not going to live by that. I'm going to live by this. And like, you know, because you're still your own, even though you're raised by somebody, you're still your own person.
Yeah.
You still kind of raise yourself in a way.
Yeah. So and ask then, us like, the other half of the question.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe, turn on notifications, and comment down below songs of the day. Also, like I said, suggestions for the next mom episode, whatever you guys want that to be. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure to rate this 5 stars. It helps us out a whole lot. And leave a nice little review.
Thanks, guys.
5 stars. All right, we love you so much. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Bye. Bye.